We continue our learning increases. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. By way of introduction, we learn in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, if a woman gives birth to a male, she's Tamea for 7 days automatically. And then the next 33 days, even if she bleeds, that's what we call Dam Tara. She is permitted to her husband. She is not considered Tamea. And that Dam Tara will last until day 40. Once it's day 40, and if she bleeds after that, so then that would be Pesach Nidasa. Becomes a nida at that point, and the regular halachos of tumah will apply. So first 7 days, she's automatically tumah. The next 33 days, that's dam tarar. By the 40th day, so then after that, if she begins to bleed, that is considered tumah once again. After the 40 days, though, before 40 days, she cannot eat karbanos yet. She once the 40 days are over, she brings her karbanos of leida, and that permits her to eat from the karbanos, as we mentioned in the past. Giving birth to a female, she's tumah for 14 days, the first 14 days, and then the next 66 days, teshev b'dmei tahara, we assume that the bleeding is going to be dam tohar, she doesn't have to worry about that, that's considered tahor blood, and after 80 days, 14 plus 66, she brings karbanos in order to bring, permit herself to the karbanos leida, to permit herself to eat kachin, to eat karbanos from the Beis HaMikdash, and at that point, any bleeding that takes place, that is considered dam nida, she will become tamea. The case of the Mishnah here is someone who has a miscarriage after giving birth to a girl within those 80 days. We don't speak about a male for a simple reason, just practically, because there's no way that that would be considered a real birth if it were a male, because it would be taking place within 33 days, just not even 40 days yet. To have a miscarriage that would be mechayev a woman in karbanos, you would not have after giving birth within the 40 days of after birth giving birth to a boy. But after giving birth to a girl, so then that certainly can happen, where she could, it could be that's a miscarriage on day, I don't know, 67, let's say. And so now we want to know, well, there's, you have karbanos you have to bring for the birth that she had. And then there's a miscarriage that took place beyond 40 days. And maybe it was, as we learned from the previous Mishnais, it was a form, a human form sufficient in order to mechayev her karbanos. But she hasn't even brought the karbanos for the first birth yet. So that's the issue in the Mishnah. We'll see in Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel specifically where she has a miscarriage the night of the 81st day. This is after counting 80 days, the night of the 81st day, when she will now be bringing her karbanos. We would like to know, is she bringing two sets of karbanos or one set of karbanos? There is no debate at all if the miscarriage took place any other time besides the night of the 81st day. Why? Because let's say if it's within the 80 days. So within the 80 days, she certainly would not have to bring a separate karban for the miscarriage, because whatever happens during that time, we consider that to be part of the original birth. So the karban ola, karban chata she brings for the birth of, for the original birth, will cover the miscarriage. And let's say she has a miscarriage or a birth, whatever it is, beyond the 81st day, daytime, so that certainly is not included in the karbanos that she brings from this, even if she hasn't brought them yet, that she's supposed to bring for the first birth. The issue here is specifically, and we'll see in Machlokes Beis Sham and Beis Hillel, is when she's mapeles or the night of Shmonim Ve'echad. So mapeles or l'shmonim ve'echad, we know the word or from the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, or l'arbas abodikim z'chametz, a language of nighttime. Hamapeles or l'shmonim ve'echad, a woman has a miscarriage the night of the 81st day, after having giving birth before, ha beishamai 80 days ago, beishamai pochin mina karbon. Beishamai says she is potter from bringing an extra karbon. The karbonos she brings for the original birth is sufficient. Uveisilel mechayvin. And Beis Hillel a mechayev. What's the basis of the machlokes? Because Beis Shammai say it's true. The officially she miscarried after the 80-day period is over, because it's 80 days now. It's the night times, the night of the 81st. But the reason she doesn't have to bring new karbanos for the new miscarriage, and she will be covered by the karbanos of the birth, is because when did she miscarry? At nighttime. And you can't bring karbanos. Beis HaMikdash is closed at night. You don't bring karbanos at night. So since she can only bring the karbanos anyway tomorrow, so we consider the miscarriage as if it took place during the malos period, during the period of the 80 days, even even though the 80 days are officially over. Beit Hillel, of course, hold differently. And they would say, no, the 80 days are over. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash is closed, he can't give the karbanos, that's a technical reason. So therefore, she is chayav to bring two sets of karbanos, one set, karban chatas and ola for the original birth, and one set, chatas and ola for the miscarriage. Omu Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, the Mishnah continues. So Beis Hillel questions Beis Shammai, Maishna or Lishmonim Ve'echad, Miyom Shmonim Ve'echad. What's the difference between the night of the 81st and the day of the 81st? You agree with me, the date of the 81st, she'd have to bring a separate set of karbanos. So it's the nighttime also. Why should that be different? Im Shaveh Lo La Tumah Lo Yishveh Lo La Karban. If they're equal, if the night of the 81st is equal to the day of the 81st regarding Tumah, which means if she bleeds, so it's considered new blood. It's not Dam Torah. She becomes Anida. She becomes Tamea. So if she becomes Tamea, the 80 days are over. It's not Dam Torah. Those 66 days plus the 14 are over. So for a it should be also new for a Karban. Miscarriage is considered a new birth now at this point, beyond the 80 days. So therefore, just like regarding Tuma, the halacha is that it's new. It's new Dam. So to it, the Karbanah should be new. So Amar Lo Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Beis Shammai respond to Beis Hillel, lo, not true, can't compare the two. Im amartem im apelis yom shmonim ve'echad she'ekein yatsa'a b'shah she'ru'uya lo'havi ba'karban. You see, having a miscarriage the day of the 81st, so now she is now in, she had a miscarriage at the time it came, the baby came out when? At a time that she's fit to bring a karban. It's now the daytime, 81st day. So that makes sense that at that point she'll bring a new set of karbanos, and the original karbanos, the karbanos from the original birth will not help. Tomru b'mapeles or l'shmonim echad. You're saying the same thing regarding when she miscarries, when? The night of the 81st? Shelo yatsa b'shashi ru'y l'havi b'karban? Where what? The baby did not come out at the time where she was fit to bring a karban? You can't compare the two. That's Beis Shammai's argument. So all in Beis Hillel responds, I'll prove to you that your logic is not correct. Why is it flawed? Because let's say a woman miscarries on the day of the 81st, so it's beyond, certainly this is a new set of karbanos, but it falls out on Shabbos. Happens to be her 81st day is Shabbos. So what happens there? You're going to tell me that she doesn't have to bring a new set of karbanos? Why? Because you can't bring individual, personal karbanos on Shabbos? Shelo yatsa b'shashi ru'i lavi b'karban. V'chayevis b'karban. V'chayevis b'karban. She's chayev, what are you telling me? She's chayev to bring a karban, even though the baby came out on a day that you can't bring karbanos. And yet everybody knows that once it's the 81st day, you, Beis Shammai, agree with me that she has to bring a new set of karbanos. But why? According to your logic, if it's a Shabbos, she can sacrifice her personal karbanos on Shabbos. Only karbanos sibur, communal offerings can be brought on Shabbos. So Amar Lahem Beis Shammai responds, lo, that's not a good argument. Im amartem im apelis yom shmonim ve'echad shechol yos b'shabbos. The 81st day that falls out on a Shabbos, that's not a good argument. I'll tell you why she brings a new set of karbanos then. And it can't count. You can't use the original karbanos. Sha'af apish eino roi l'karban yachad. It's true that that day of our 81st day during the daytime on we fell out on Shabbos, you can't bring personal individual karbanos, royal karban sibur, at least you can bring karbanos sibur, so there are karbanos that are fit for that day. Since there are, although her personal karban can't be brought, nonetheless, karbanos can be brought. The Beis HaMikdash is open, and communal karbanos are brought, the karban tamid and the karban musaf for Shabbos are brought, so then I understand, it's logical to assume then she has to bring a new set of karbanos. So they bring them tomorrow, but nonetheless, it's a new set. You can't say that the karbanos of the original birth will count for her. But Tomru, you'll say the same thing by Mama Pelis or Lishmonim Echad, but when it's the night of the 81st, Shein Alaylo Roylo the Karban Yachad Velo Karban Tzibur. You can't even bring a Karban Tzibur at night. So that was, of course, Beis Shammai's argument back that the night of the 81st, the Beis HaMikdash is closed, period. There's not even a Karban Tzibur. That's why if she has the miscarriage the night of the 81st, the Karbanos of the original birth will count. And then the Mishnah says, Hadamim Einon Mochichim. And not only that, another argument that seemed that Beis Shammai is making to Beis Hillel, that what did Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai first about the carbon about the Beis HaMikdash. But Beis Hillel also said, shouldn't we compare to Tumah to Karban? Meaning what? We know that once the 80 days are over, any blood she sees is not considered Dam Toar. So why would we assume, Beis Shammai, why do you assume then that the Karban will count from the, you can use the previous Karban? It's the Dam has a new status. So why would we assume that the Karbanos wouldn't have a new status? She has to bring a separate set of Karbanos. So that's what Beis Hillel argues. Beis Shammai says back, and Hadamim, and your proof when it comes to Dam, that the blood now changes at this stage when she has a miscarriage the night of what, of the 81st, because at that point the 80s are over, the Dam has a new status, it's Dam Tuma, not Dam Torah, so Eino Mechichoch Mochichim, that's not a good argument. Shama Pelos Besoch Malos Domeh Tmein Uptur Men HaKarban, a woman who has a miscarriage within the Malos, within the those 80 days, so the Dam is going to be Tamei, and yet she's Patur Min HaKarban. So Barturi explains what the argument is. We were speaking about the blood that she's, the blood from the original birth. So that was what we call Dam Tar, we can ignore. But having a new miscarriage, let's say within the 80 days, let's say day 70. So day 70, if she now miscarries and she bleeds through because of that miscarriage, that's not Dam Tohar, that's Dam Tuma. So says the Baal Torah in explaining this, even if she has a miscarriage within the 80 days, it's day 70, so you know, that blood that's a result of the miscarriage itself certainly has Tuma Pnei Haleida because of the fact that she gave birth, yet she's not Chayev a carbon. So there's no relationship between the Dam and a carbon. Why is it not Chayev a carbon chain? Because it's within the 80 days. It's considered part of the original Vlad. And Beis Hillel admits to this. So you, Beis Hillel, want to say, well, in the night of the 81st, tell me, if she bleeds now, that's considered a new Dam. So therefore, it should be a new carbon. Says Beis Shammai, the Dam and the carbon are not related. If she bled, let's say, on day 70, and the bleeding was a result not of a flow, but a result of the miscarriage, what would you say? You would say that, that's Dam Tumah. And yet, she's not chayav an extra carbon because day 70, you agree within the 80 days. No, there's no doubt she counts from the original birth. So you see, there's no relationship between the Dam and the carbon. And therefore, don't tell me that on the night of the 81st, since the Dam changes, so it must be the carbon changes. Says Beis Shammai, that's not so. Perek Aleph Mishnah Design. Ha'isha sheyesh aleha sfeik chamisha zivos usafeik chamisha leidos. So here's the case. You have a woman who had had bleeding for three consecutive days, but she doesn't know whether this is a Dam Nida, Dam Zivo. We discussed this in the past, but I can go through this again. Obviously, very different status. If she's a Nida or a Zava, she'd have to count Sheva Nikiyim. So the Mishnah is talking about a case who she has five Suffolk Zivos. What happened? So she had a flow for 3 days and five different times. And each time was not sure whether those were within the 7 days of Nida or the 11 days of potential Ziva. And you have a woman who was Suffolk Hamisha Leidos. Also, a woman who had a number of miscarriages is not sure whether each and every time was that considered a fetus with human form and therefore she's Chayev Karbanos, or maybe she, maybe not at all. So the Mishnah, and we spoke about what happens in a situation of a doubt. So we bring Karban Chatas and Ola, but the Karban Chatas cannot be eaten. So what do we do in these situations? Safik, and also a woman who's a Zava is Mechusar Kapara. She also, just like a Yoledes, a Zava as well, cannot eat Karbanos until she brings her particular Karbanos. So those Karbanos have to be brought. She's Mechusar Kapara. She is lacking atonement. And both the Zava Azava and a Yoledes in order to eat Kodshim would have to be bring our proper Karbonos. But we're not sure in whether she's Chayv Karbonos at all. In fact, five times worth. So what should she bring? So the Mishnah here says, Mevia Karbon Echad. She brings one Karbon, Va'ocheles Bazvachim, and then she can start eating Karchim, and one Karbon is sufficient. Ve'ein Hasha'ar Aleha Chova, and the rest are not obligatory for her. So what does this mean? So the Baruch Tuner explains like this: Vocheles Bazvachim. After this one carbon, she can eat carbon. Shaharei HaKarbon Hazel Taraba. Why am I bringing this carbon? In order to purify her. Harehi Kitvila, and therefore it has the status. Harehu Kitvila has the status of immersing in a mikvah. Shemitme So Isha Kama Tumos Tvila Achas Ola Lekulam. Isn't it true if a woman has many tumos, if she goes to the mikvah only one time, you have to go five tumos, go five times? No. So Af Carbon Zekein. The same thing when it comes to this carbon. So she's able, once she brings one carbon, what we call a Chatas Haba Ala Safek. So what is she bringing? So two birds, one for an Ola, one for a Chatas. For the Ola, she makes Tanai, if I'm chayef to bring a korban, this should be my obligatory korban. If not, it's going to be voluntary. The chatas, which of course you can make a tanai, you bring it, but it's not eaten, and we know that already. And that one korban is ocheles bazachim, allows her to eat, like going to the mikvah. One korban is permitted. What about the rest of the korbanos? So the Mishnah says, the rest of the karbonos, ve'ein hasha'ar aleha chova, means the chachamim didn't require to bring the other four chatos in order to for her to eat kadshim. Why not bring the others? Misafek, so the Baruch Tuner explains, this is enough. Lo tzrichu ha'chachamim lahavion sha'af ha'achas b'koshi yitiru la'akv safek malika skulam del mizbeach. It was hard enough to allow this one carbon. Now we want to be able to eat kachim. So she has to go through this tara. So one carbon is enough. But remember, we're doing malika. You're creating nevela of chulin potentially for the mizbeach, which you don't want to do that if it's a carbon chulin. You shouldn't be doing malika on a carbon chulin if you're not chayv a carbon ola. One, we don't have a choice to allow. Of course, we're not going to eat it. But if you don't do this, you can't eat kachim. But to do more than that, to create a situation to bring the chulin to the azor another four times, that we're not going to do. So although there are, it's a suffix ziva, suffix leida of five of them, one carbon is enough, and she can eat karbanos afterwards, and the others are not obligatory for her to bring. Chamesh leidos vados, chamesh zivos vados, says the Mishnah. What about where she has five situations of birth? She knows she's five karbanos for her birth. They are considered a halachic birth. Chamesh zivos vados, and it's a vadaitz of certainty that she has five zivos. Mivia karbon echad, v'ocheles bazvachim. One carbon is sufficient for her now to eat kachim, but the others remain a chova as well. So here, we know the 3 days were during the time of ziva. Five different separate times. We know that the woman certainly had a birth that was, may not be viable birth, but certainly it's a miscarriage that had human form, and therefore she's chayav a karbon. So then she can bring karbonos, right? She can eat karbonos after bringing one, but the others she has to bring as well. Why is one carbon not sufficient? This is based on the pasuk. It says Zos Taras Hayoledes. Zos says that only Zos Taras Hayoledes. The carbonos you bring are for Zos, is for this Ledo. You had four other Ledos, and you know they're Ledos, they're Vados, they're of certainty. So then you have to bring carbon for each and every one, and the same thing will apply to Ziva. Then the Mishnah says Maisa She'amnu Kinim B'Yushalayim B'Din Rezav. There was a time where the Kinim means two birds, a nest, literally. Two birds would cost a dinar zahav. So that's very, very expensive. And for women who gave birth, women or zavos, to bring karbanos, it was cost prohibitive. So Amram Shimon Gamli al Hamaon Azeh, I swear, Maon by the abode of the Beis HaMikdash. Lo alin ahalayla achiu bidinarim. I will not go to sleep tonight until they are worth dinarim. Dinarim means silver coins. So he said, people were afraid the women aren't going to bring their karbonos at the chayv because it's just so expensive. So he said, guess what? It's going to be, I'm not going to sleep tonight until the price changes very significantly from dinarim up. There are 25 dinarim kesef equal a dinar zav. So now you're telling me I want them to be to cost dinarim of silver coins, so a significant lowering of the price, he demanded. Nichnas lebeistin velimed, he walked into beistin Rabbi Gamliel and taught ha'isha sheyesh aleh chamesh leidos vados, a woman who gives birth to a five has five leidos of certainty, chamesh zivos vados, mevia karban echa v'ocheles bas v'achem, which we know, you bring one karban and she can eat karbanos kashim after that, the ein ha'shar le'achova, and she's not chayv to bring the rest. V'amdu kinim bo bayom b'rivasoim. And on that day, a pair of birds that she'd have to bring was now two quarters of a dinar. So that was based on the muster that he was giving everybody. Now this line that the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel taught, he walked into the basin and taught, a woman who has five leidos vados, chamesh zivos vados, brings one carbon, can eat carbonos, and the others are not chova? What do you mean? These are cases of certainty. The others should be a chova. True, she can eat carbonos after bringing one carbon. But to say that she does not have to bring the other four, so why is that? So some claim, in fact, Rav Shimon Gamliel was following the pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, Eis Lasos Lashem, the Theros or Osecho, we have the ability to declare null and void a halacha in the Torah, to suspend Torah law, if the circumstance warranted. And in this case, indeed, it did, because women were not going to bring carbonos at all, and therefore he says one carbon is sufficient. You don't have to bring the others. And others, actually, Rabbi Tam has a different girsa that no, the Mishnah should not say the ein asher alechova. No, like we learn in the Mishnah Reisha, she brings one carbon. One carbon allows her to eat carbonos because that's like a tara. It's like going to the mikvah. You go to mikvah one time, but the others remain as a chova because these are cases of vadai.